This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 9th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said today that the government shutdown will have to end before the Trump administration will move forward with emergency payments to producers struggling with low commodity prices and high input costs. The administration on September 28th transferred $13 billion from the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation account to fund the aid package, but has yet to announce the terms or exact size of the package. At today's cabinet meeting, Rollins said, quote, "We've got to get the government reopened so that we can move forward on that, and once we do, we'll be able to move out a significant program to help our farmers." Financial support for farmers isn't the only government action tied up by the shutdown. Authorization for the Conservation Reserve Program and other farm bill programs not included in this summer's budget reconciliation bill have lapsed amid the shift to a new fiscal year. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania has made it clear of his hopes for a skinny farm bill which would reauthorize programs not covered earlier in this year's Republican One Big Beautiful Bill. Thompson hasn't scheduled, though, any action on legislation. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas told AgriPulse that while about 80% of the farm bill was passed in the reconciliation, the programs that are left out still need to be addressed. Congress has several other major pieces of legislation it will need to work through before the end of the year, leaving little time or opportunity to get a new farm bill passed. Andrew Schmidt, Director of Government Affairs at Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever, said USDA's authority to enroll new CRP contracts was shut off as of October 1. FSA can still continue to service and pay existing contracts, though some of these functions have been impacted by the current government shutdown. The U.S. directly purchased Argentine pesos today, finalized a $20 billion currency swap framework with Argentina's central bank, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. The intent is to provide assistance from the Latin American country's economic turmoil. Bessent said U.S. Treasury is prepared immediately to take whatever exceptional measures are warranted to provide stability to markets. He added that the Treasury Department conducted 4 days of meetings with the Argentine finance minister in Washington to come up with the deal. U.S. farmers and Democratic lawmakers have criticized the deal as a bailout of a country that has benefited from sales of soybeans to China to the detriment of U.S. farmers. Argentina is one of the biggest Latin American economies and the biggest borrower from the International Monetary Fund. Its total outstanding credit as of August 31st, $41.8 billion. China is attempting to royal commodity markets it dominates. Shares of rare earth miner MP Materials and other commodity producers were rising today after China made additional moves to restrict exports of rare earth minerals and lithium-ion batteries. The move came after China's Commerce Ministry said today that the foreign suppliers must obtain government approval to export products containing certain rare earth minerals. About 390,000 metric tons of rare earth oxides were mined in 2024. China, the global leader, about 270,000 tons compared to 45,000 tons by the U.S. China moved to restrict exports of rare earth minerals earlier this year amid a rising set of trade tensions with the U.S. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.